Lewandowski.
FIFA-sponsored fan parks have become a big hit around Johannesburg. There are three around the city. This one in Newtown near downtown is the largest. Today, fans have gathered to watch Germany take on Serbia on this large screen.
Is there time for a Germany?
Tebe Moabello says it's fun to share the spirit of the World Cup with complete strangers at the fan parks.
And it's so nice. We're watching soccer. I don't even know his name is, but I can just say, yo, what's the score, my man? The score? You see, they ain't even gonna ask me what my name is.
The parks are also a place to have fun between matches. There are street performers of all kinds. And a soccer ring for kids to play in. Fan parks are also a place for people to learn about African culture. There are African arts and crafts of all kinds for sale.
In South Africa, every color signifies each tribe.
Esther Githinji agreed to show us some of the pieces she was selling.
If you look at something like this, these are Swazi. My hair is not very good, so I don't want to remove my cap. Here, I put them.
She also showed us a collection of handmade African dolls from the Ndebele, Zulu, and Swazi tribes.
You know, in South Africa, there are many tribes. So the people of Ndebele dress like this. These are their colors, and this is how you can tell this is a Ndebele from a Zulu.
There is also plenty of food.
South Africa, beautiful.
There were also some traditional South African dishes on hand, like this baked bean salad.
You grate carrots, you fry onion, and then you put carrots inside. And then you mix it with baked beans in a can.
Good afternoon.
But the main attraction is the soccer.
Caught by the goalkeeper Stojkovic.
On this day, Germany was defeated by Serbia. After the match, the crowds head for the food stalls. There will be another match in about an hour. But the fun continues. Jeff Swikord, VOA News, Johannesburg.